My name is Graham Walker and my special guest today is super talented pop beauty Foxes, otherwise known as singer-songwriter Louisa Rose Allen. She's already had three top 20 hits with Youth, Let Go For Tonight and Holding On To Heaven. She's appeared in Doctor Who, being the fashion face for Debenhams, Adidas, H&M, and fronted the 2015 poster campaign for Fashion Target's breast cancer. But now she's back with a new second new album, out now, called All I Need, and live dates including Sheffield Plug on February the 26th, launching a 12-date UK tour. So, Foxes, how excited are you to have the new album out and be back playing live?
Yeah, I mean, I'm so excited about both. It's really incredible to be back and also to be playing live again, which is my favourite thing to do, to take the music that I've written sort of on the road and kind of see what the reaction is. So, no, it's really, really exciting, and I'm just really looking forward to it being out into the world now.
I read somewhere, I think, that you said that this new album's more emotional and it's about relationships. Can you expand on that?
Well, yeah, I think, I kind of had a lot of time to grow up from writing the first one, and a lot of things sort of happened, and I think that, I guess I'm writing now from a slightly different angle and writing about, experiences I've had, and I always write very personal, so I think, this one is a bit more emotional and it's maybe a bit more rawer than the first one, a bit more sort of stripped back. And yeah, I mean, I think it does talk about sort of a relationship, and it talks about kind of being in a vulnerable position. But then also I think I try to sort of make it slightly more, kind of empowering, and I wanted moments that didn't just feel really sort of sad. I wanted there to be moments of, hope.
I asked before I interviewed you tonight, say, for anybody on Twitter out there, and it was a last-minute thing, if anybody got any questions for you. And I got a lovely one from a guy called John, who says he's obsessed with you. I don't know how scary that is. But he's at Quiz O-F-F-A-H. I think he's a big Fools and Horses fan. And he asked, what is your favourite song from All I Need?
Ah, that's nice. My favourite song from All I Need... The songs from the album I'm really looking forward to people hearing are the ones that are quite sort of stripped back, and the ones that I think people are going to be a bit surprised to hear, especially people that heard the first album. So I love tracks like On My Way and Scar, and I can't wait for people to hear them. So I think they're my favourite.
I suppose it's sometimes a little bit difficult to pick a favourite song. It's a bit like which is your favourite child when you work so closely with an album. But one I've got to mention, because you've got a great music video out, and that's for Amazing. Now, it seems like you're on some kind of road trip with your friends. Are they real friends? Were that a road trip? You look like you're having a great time.
Yeah, I think that was the most recent music video, and we're on a road trip. It's sort of like a girls' weekend away, but it's a lot more tongue in cheek and a lot more realistic compared to sort of, I guess, like what people think girls do when they go away. A bit more, we're having a lot of fun, and we end up sort of crashing a working men's club and just sort of, I guess, doing karaoke, and it was so fun to film. It was really, really fun.
Is that how Foxes enjoys a good night out, in working men's club?
I always think the cheapest and, most laid back and fun places, they're usually the most fun places. People just are up to have a good time, and
There was a scene at the start of it where you were actually cutting your hair. Is that a wig, or did you actually cut your own long locks? Because you looked not too sure about what you were doing.
Yeah, I cut my own hair. It's quite funny, yeah. So I have short hair now. But it was intentional. I did plan it. So I kind of wanted to be part of the video as well, but...
Well, look, I know people don't need to tell him that you are drop-dead gorgeous, but, I mean, you fronted some amazing ad campaigns as well, not least of all, I think you did something for Debenhams and, I think the Adidas Energy Boost running shoes, and I think you did something for H&M for their Love Music collection. It's a big part of your world, isn't it? And so is the acting. Is that why it's taken 2 years to get an album out? Because you've been so busy and so much in demand?
Well, I guess I did quite a lot of promo for the first album, so I was kind of all over the place. I went to Japan quite a lot with the first album, so sort of travelling around the world, which was incredible. And it was such an honour to work with people like, you know, brands like H&M and all sorts of things that, you know, I used to sort of save money up when I was a kid to kind of get like, you know, the newest tops from H&M and all sorts of things like that. So to work with them on a clothesline was just really incredible, and I couldn't really believe it. So, it was really fun, and I guess it was, I was just kind of, it was a bit of a whirlwind. So I think it was,
It has been a whirlwind. I've got to ask you about this as well. We actually did meet briefly backstage at one of the Alam FM gigs, I think 18 months, 2 years ago. And I think you were just about to film Doctor Who. You did it, didn't you? Starring opposite Peter Capaldi. And I think in an episode called Mummy on the Orient Express, where you were performing Queen's Don't Stop Me Now in the style of a 1920s jazz number. How good was that? I mean, what was that experience like?
Incredible, and something I'll never forget. And it's things like that you just can't say no to. I used to watch Doctor Who, and I used to be such a big Doctor Who fan. And you know, to be able to cover a song by Queen was an honour, and yeah, just really incredible. So I think that, again, you know, that was one of those moments that you kind of had to pinch yourself, and it was great to work with Peter Capaldi, and the whole cast were so friendly and so kind.
I've got to ask you, are we going to see more of that from you, or is it just going to be the pop star, or are we going to be a TV star, or are we going to be a model? What comes next?
Well, I don't really know yet what comes next. I'm really excited. I want to focus on music. Music's like, you know, that's what I do, I guess, and I want to put that first, and music really is what's given me all of the other opportunities. So I think that it's important for me to kind of keep that as, you know, my sort of my vision and keep going with that. But, you know, I do love other things, and maybe in the future it'd be fun to sort of dabble in something else. But at the moment I definitely want to focus on the album, touring and things like that.
Well, just as final point, I'm just going to remind everybody again, you're doing a 12-day tour which kicks off in Sheffield on February the 26th. I think as a Southampton girl, I guess your homecoming will be at the Portsmouth Pyramid Centre in March the 7th. But apart from that, big list of other dates, we'll put them all on our websites and let everybody know about it. Just as a final point, what can fans expect who have not seen you live, and how are we going to get all the hits from all the albums?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to definitely be playing the songs from the first album, the singles from the first album, and the singles from the second album, and then lots of new music that people haven't heard. So there's a big set list there, and I'm now getting really, really involved in, you know, how the show's going to look, and it's on a much bigger scale this time. So it's going to be, for me, I'm really excited, and it's, hopefully people will be able to sort of buy the album and then, you know, really see the album come alive on stage. So, yeah, you know, hopefully people are going to enjoy it as much as I'm enjoying, like, putting it together at the moment.
There is one track that you're famous for as well, which is Zedd's 2013 single, Clarity. It actually it won a Grammy Award, didn't it, for the best dance recording. And people loved your vocals on that. Are we going to get that on the tour, or are we ever going to get that live?
Yeah, I mean, I'll definitely be playing Clarity. It's a song that I wouldn't not play live, because it gets such a lovely reaction, and it's such a fun song to play, and, you know, everyone tends to kind of just really get involved and sing along with it. So, no, I'll play Clarity for sure.
Oh, well, that's great. Well, listen, I could speak to you all night, but I know that you're very busy. Thank you for your time, and have a great tour, and we'll see you in Sheffield.
Amazing. Thanks so much. It's lovely to talk to you.